If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
I'm John Batson with my friend and colleague Bill Raggio, a senior fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. He keeps the Longword Journal with his colleagues, and we're speaking about what was then, which is the decision by several administrations, including the Trump administration, to leave Afghanistan, and tasking a diplomat, Khalil Saad, born in Afghanistan, to make this possible by a so-called Doha agreement with the Taliban about what they must do in order to qualify as sovereign powers in Afghanistan if and when the U.S. leaves. That was the deal. And the deal was never acted upon. The Taliban paid no price whatsoever for all of its violations and is now completely dominating Afghanistan. Most importantly, Al-Qaeda dominates Afghanistan with 10 to 13 of the provinces housing Al-Qaeda training camps. You remember the training camps that launched on 9/11. Well, they're training today. They're training to lend a hand to all of the regions that Al-Qaeda believes are its provinces, and it's going to conquer them. We're going to speak of those things over time, Africa, Southeast Asia, certainly the subcontinent. But right now, what could have happened? What might have been? How easy it would have been? Bill, you and Tom touch on it, and I wrote it down because it seemed magical. Khalil Zad goes to the Taliban, and he says, "We're leaving if." What is the if, Bill? What do they have to do to allow us to leave? If we promise to leave, what happens?
Yeah, this is, you know, look, we certainly can't prove this, but I am convinced that, you know, and Calzade mentions this in the, he's asked about, you know, could he have just, the Biden administration gotten rid of the deal? And he gives three options. He says the U.S. could have disposed of the deal, and this is what you're referring to. It could have negotiated a longer an extension, or it could have just executed on the deal, which is what the Biden administration chose to do. But Tom and I had argued very early on that the best thing, if the U.S. really wanted to leave Afghanistan, the best thing it could have done was just announce that it was leaving and told the Taliban, warned the Taliban that it was leaving, and, you know, and said there'd be repercussions for attacking U.S. forces. The reality is the Taliban would have been happy to let the U.S. leave and let the U.S. leave without being attacked. The Khalilzad and the administration, the Biden administration, even members of the Trump administration insisted a deal was needed for U.S. troops to safely leave Afghanistan, so they would leave Afghanistan without coming under attack. But the Taliban would have happily let the U.S.
right.
leave.
It's that simple, right, Bill? We're leaving.
And if we had left earlier, Tom, in 2018, when the Taliban wasn't as strong,
right,
there wouldn't have been conditions on us leaving and things like that. We'd handcuffed ourselves with that Doha agreement. And we could have supported the Afghan
government. And the government would have been in place, and the contractors would have been in place, and Bagram would have been in place, and the Taliban would be living in the hills, dreaming about someday we'll be in Kabul. That's what would have happened. That simple, without all of the extreme.
I mean, I'm not saying that the Afghan government would have survived, that we wouldn't have had the same result, but you might have had that decent interval from the U.S.
right.
withdrawal to the Taliban taking over. We can't predict what, you know, the Afghan government, there were problems with the Afghan government and the Afghan military, but what the Biden administration did and what the Doha deal did was completely weakened the Afghan government, made it completely illegitimate. We would have had more options to work with the Afghan government and to leave it at a time when the Afghan government and military were stronger and the Taliban weaker.
And the apparatus that sustained the Afghan government would have been in place, Bill, because it collapsed along with the fright that we saw in August of 2021. It was genuine panic, but there's no panic if you make a deal with the Taliban saying, we're leaving, you attack us, you'll pay for it. But if you don't attack us, we're out of here. It would have been.
Yeah, and again, it wouldn't need to be a formal deal. It'd just be a statement. And there could be, you know, I'm sure you can meet with a Taliban official and say, this is how it's going to be. And very likely that Taliban official would have consulted and said, okay, walk on out.
And Bagram would have been in place at the behest of the Afghan National Army and the Afghan police. And the Taliban had no solution to Bagram, is my memory. We have 30 seconds. Is that correct, Bill? They could not.
That is correct. Particularly at that point in time, in 2018, there was no threat to Bagram or Kabul or any of the major locations.
In other words, they practiced to deceive and they reaped catastrophe. Bill Raggio, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, Long War Journal, with his colleague Tom Joslin. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.